Hello, everyone. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings and Building Enclosure. And thank you so much for listening. I am so excited to have another episode of Dear Anna, and I'm here with Anna Anderson, the CEO of Art Unlimited. Anna, thank you so much for joining me.
It's so fun, Jill. I always love these episodes because we uncover some great actionable content that can be applied to your marketing and dispersed throughout your company. So this is going to be a really fun topic today.
It is. We have a really fun topic that we're going to be diving into, and it's about how to run a storm campaign. You know, clearly there's storms all over the country in different places and different types of storms, whether it's tornadoes or hail, or hurricanes, of course. But Anna, what you and I were just talking about that I think is so important for all contractors to know, whether you're in the wall and ceiling industry or the roofing industry, what exactly is a storm campaign and what are the pieces that you need to kind of put into place to get started?
A great question. So when we look at a storm campaign, it's really a large, sizable event that has been triggered off of weather. It might be a tornado, it might be a hail, wind, hurricane, the list goes on, could be, we have natural disasters as far as fires, et cetera. But what typically drives a storm campaign is the hail or wind events across the country. And that can affect, as you know, anywhere within the exterior of a building. And so when we talk to our customers about a storm campaign, we're not, to begin with, diving as granular into the minute details of what does a storm campaign entail. We're looking a little higher level. And that's some of the things that we were just talking about as far as what does a storm campaign look like and how to create it from the top down so everybody embraces what that storm campaign entails.
Yeah, you were mentioning that. There's some differences between whether you're running a campaign, bracing a campaign, and then getting your company behind it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we work with so many contractors, and what we find is they'll say, "Hey, Anna, we just had a storm, activate a campaign." There's a difference between calling your agency or telling your marketing person in-house to just run a storm campaign and having a campaign that has been well thought out and embraced by the entire company. What we want to strive to achieve at all times is to have a campaign that is really embraced by the entire company. So at the beginning of the year or prior to your storm season, I always say, pause as a leadership team and assess and say, do we have a documented process for any type of severe weather event? What is the 20% that's going to drive the 80%? Is it written and is it known by all? What I find commonly is usually that plan is not known by all, especially as a leadership team. The marketing team member might have something roughed out and they say, well, we're going to do this digital campaign and we'll do this traditional campaign. And the salesperson might say, well, we're going to do this with our sales team, whether that's door to door or is it a different strategy with their outreach efforts. And it's very disconnected. What we strive to achieve is a documented plan. The leadership team reviews it, understands what that campaign is, how everybody plays a part in it, and it can be then run through. What I like to do is run a mock storm campaign. So Jill, you as the owner of our fake company for today's podcast would call me up and say, "Hey Anna, we've got a storm." And that campaign that we just talked about could be run, but again, not as successful. So instead, we go and we say, "Hey, Jill, 3 months before storm season, you and the leadership team look at this recommended list of storm campaign options, review it, let us know what works for you or how it modifies for your company, and then let's run a mock campaign." That then allows everybody to have a voice at that table and they're engaged, right? They recognize the value from a revenue perspective, from a creative perspective, how they can play a part. And it really makes the difference between just running a storm and embracing a storm and really getting the most value out of that storm as possible.
Ooh, I like that idea of running a mock campaign, because I bet if everybody did that, they would see who is really engaged and who's asking questions and who has the creative minds, because there could be people in your company that are kind of behind the scenes that have a lot of creativity, and you don't know until you start running those mock campaigns, right?
Correct. I mean, we think of sports and how many times do you practice for the big game?
You practice,
then you do local sporting events, and then you advance to the finals. This is, instead of just saying, hey, the big storm happened, no, you're going to do some mock scenarios in your quiet time when it's not a peak season, of course, but that then gives everybody the awareness of their vital role. And you can also see the gaps, like how could we have served our customers better in that mock scenario? So it's a lot of fun and allows you to be more efficient, leverage all of your partners, find out their strengths and weaknesses, and also talk about what creative is going to be used for the campaigns and how does it need to modify based off of the weather event that you have just walked through.
Yes, very cool. You know, one of the other things we were talking about that I thought was really interesting is you mentioned there needs to, as you walk through and you walk through even your communication with your customers, here's the 3, 5, or 7 steps that you want to make sure your consumer should expect. And I understand that's different, you know, storms are different in different regions, but what are those things that you want to put in place that your customers should expect?
Yeah. So I challenge the contractors we work with, and I say, there's so many steps internally that you go through to support the customer on the journey of their claim and their work that is service that needs to be done. But you have to boil it down to what are the, usually it's more than 3, somewhere between the 5 to 7, you get into the 10s or 12 steps to that process. And the customer's like, wow, this is way too much. But what are the 5 to 7 steps that define you as a company and help the customer understand the milestones that they are going to walk through and how your company is going to help them through that process? That is a defining component between you and your competitors. It also brings synergy between marketing and sales and allows the entire team to participate. Operations then has a clear path and a well-educated consumer. Their expectations are that they are going to go from step 1 to step 2 to step 3. And when I see companies do that defined customer process that's promoted, they have a much happier customer. So those 5 to 7 steps, I would say usually they have varying degrees of what is that company going to say is their milestone, especially for their area. But as a leadership team, come together and define what those steps are, because it's very different than a typical job that you're going to run.
Yeah, yes, there's no doubt that storms can be complicated for sure. One of the other things we were talking about that I think is important to cover as well is what type of creative should contractors have in place when it comes to running a campaign like this?
So we always strongly recommend, do not just have stock creative. And when we say creative, we're looking at images, videos that are from your area. Those are the types of creative pieces that are going to gain you traction and help you close more deals. So when the storm is happening, this is where, as part of your process, have someone on your team that their job and role is to capture the damage as it's occurring. So we see these amazing, like, for example, a hailstorm comes through and we see these like crazy videos that were taken. We're like, wow, that's so amazing. That person was there at the right time. Well, yes, they were there at the right time, but what would happen if you had somebody designated on your team that was their job? They knew that this was what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to capture a video that was 30 seconds to a minute long. They were going to be talking about what was occurring, and that footage could then be streamed on social channels. The list goes on. So making sure you have a creative component in your proven process for your storm campaign. And then we also strongly recommend taking some images of what was occurring within the storm. Then you're going to have your base creative pieces, be it your social advertisements, be it your print materials, and the list goes on. If you use traditional media such as radio or TV, you're going to have some base or stock scripts and commercials that can be modified with geographical elements or a photo, a slight video kind of snippet. So having those base creative pieces in place allows you to launch a campaign so much faster than your competitors or someone who comes into the market just for the storm. It really gives you the edge. So walk through, analyze the creative, analyze your process, embrace and make sure the team is behind this, and you're going to have phenomenal results.
Wow, that's awesome advice. I just love the ideas of having a mock storm, right? How do you figure out, how do you practice this? Just like what you were saying, how many times before the big game? You're not just going to go to the big game. You're going to have weeks and months of practicing. So all in all, Anna, as always, great advice. Thank you so much.
Always fun. And I love helping with storm campaigns, but when you do it the way we just discussed today, you're going to see much larger return on investment when you run those mock campaigns and have a proven process.
Yes. Very cool. Well, if anybody has any questions for you, Anna, how do they get a hold of you? What's your website?
Yeah. Check us out at artunlimitedusa.com. You can fill out a form and ask your questions through that. And they will process those questions or they'll funnel them up to me.
Fabulous. Well, again, thank you so much, Anna, for your time. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free content. But most importantly, stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.